RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, one thing that has kind of quietly happened this season, Kang, Al-Kadeem Muhammad has double-digit sacks on the season. He's got 11. He had two more in the game on Christmas Day. And that goes with, was Hutch have 13? So he's got a career high with 13. Al-Kadeem Muhammad has 11. I think it's gone completely under the radar. Does that mean the Lions don't have to search for that other edge rusher? No, I don't think it means that. I think you can't have enough edge rushers. But what I think it does mean is that's a heck of a turnout for a guy who's the second fiddle.
No, it's nice, man. It just lets you know he might be just a specialist, which is okay. Third and long, obvious passing down situations, get him out there. He obviously can get to the quarterback. They're still going to need another edge, a guy that can set the edge, stop the run. I know the prototypical type of size they want, someone kind of just like Hutch. Marcus Davenport, he's a big, bigger defensive end. Obviously, you need him to stay healthy. I'm not saying bring back Davenport, but they like that size and that build. But Muhammad, yeah, definitely. You can't be mad at that. I mean, that's unexpected, and you'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about, can you find another guy opposite of Hutch? I mean, Hutch has been, fortunately, knock on wood, been healthy the whole season, and so has Al-Kadeem Muhammad. And, both of those guys in double-digit sack territory, I think that's pretty impressive. I don't think I expected Al-Kadeem Muhammad to be the guy to step up and be 11. I thought 7, 8, sure, sounds doable, but 11. He's gotten them in bunches. They've come in, there's certain games where he's really stepped up, and the Lions defense took advantage of Max Brosmer and got after him for 7 sacks as a defense. Unfortunately, the offense couldn't stop the Vikings defense from getting after Jared Goff, and Jared Goff didn't help himself out either. And the offense just couldn't get on track, and thus the season's over with. And I'm bummed, because I was looking forward to having something more at stake going into the last week of the season. Now, would it be realistic to think that the Vikings could beat the Packers if the Lions had beaten the Vikings? Probably not. But it would have been fun to try. This would have been like several years ago when the Lions were going into Green Bay the last game of the season with an 8-8 record. And then just before game time, they find out that they're knocked out of the playoffs because Seattle beat the Rams. But the Lions didn't care. They still went out there and they fought and they beat the Packers and they sent Aaron Rodgers literally packing after that game. And there was a certain satisfaction with that. There's not going to be much satisfaction this weekend. I don't know what satisfaction there could be. There's little things, I guess. Can you stop Caleb Williams from throwing for 270 yards? Because if he does get 270, that gives him 4,000 for the year, which would be the first time ever a Bears quarterback will have thrown for 4,000 yards. You don't want to be the team that he does it against. Plus, you got the motivation that it's Ben Johnson, the former coach here, or former offensive coordinator. I'm not ready for the Bears to be this good, and it looks like the Bears are poised to be this good. And for a while, because they have the young quarterback and because they have a roster around him. Now, the Bears are going to have the same problems every other team is going to have in the offseason, and that is defining which players they need to hang on to, which players they can let go of, and how do you continue to build that roster. But this division is tough. It's real tough. and the Lions just didn't have enough horses to get it done this year, and that sucks. Tim is next up here at 97.1. Hey, Tim. Timmy. I'll put Tim back on hold and see if we can figure out where he's at. John is in Redford. John, you're next up at 97.1. Hello.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
John, who's in their phones? Put him on hold. Let me try one more. Try Ryan. Ryan, you there?
I'm there. Can all you guys right. hear me?
I got Ryan. There you are. Yes. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet, and I'm a fan from California. I'm one of the biggest Lions fans out there, and it's been a real rough year, man. When you say you're bummed, I feel it. But one thing I'm curious about is why we've struggled so much in the third quarter. It's kind of interesting when you look at the data. We only score about 4 points in the third quarter. We score about 9 in the second quarter, and again over 9 in the fourth quarter. And it seems like a lot of the top teams are jumping out in the third quarter. Why is that we struggle so much there, right? And what's going on with Campbell as offensive coordinator and head coach? Maybe scheming it up. I don't know. I'm just curious about your guys.
No, I think thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Ryan. I think it's a fair question to ask what happens to the Lions in the third quarter. Why has the third quarter been an issue for them? Because it has been. Fair. I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I think if they can identify it, great. And they can get to fixing it. But I don't know if this is one of these weird statistical anomalations, as we like to say on the show, or if this is really something. But, you know, you go into halftime, kind of regenerate, regroup, and then come out in the third quarter, and it's not the same. I don't know why that is. As far as the other part with Dan Campbell calling plays, I don't think Dan Campbell wants to call plays. I think he did it out of necessity, what he deemed as necessity. And we'll see if they go out and find an offensive coordinator or play caller in the offseason. I imagine they will. I don't know who it's going to be, but again, I hope it's somebody that has experience in calling plays.
Calling plays is kind of like an art form. I mean, yeah, of course, if everyone executes, most plays work. But there's adjustments to be made. There's counter moves to be made to what the defense is showing you, what they're giving you, right? The third quarter for the last two games for the Lions have been pathetic. So remember the Steelers game, Gator? They only had 3 plays, and the safety happened. That was it for the third quarter against the Steelers. For the Vikings, punt, interception, interception. They had a total of 9 plays.
Yeah, that's not good.
That was the third quarter.
Yeah, and we've seen that.
And the Vikings scored 6, I think, in the third quarter.
Yeah, we've seen that in the last couple of games. They just haven't had the opportunity. But you know, part of that is that, okay, if your offense isn't going to able to, if you're going to go 3 and out, that's brutal. When the other team is able to launch a long drive, which we've seen all too often happen. I don't know how they'll go about fixing it, but yeah, we'll see. But a play caller, I feel like that's the new hotness in the NFL, is calling somebody a play caller as opposed to the offensive coordinator. But they're going to be inheriting a lot of weapons. And I would imagine that this is a cherry job in the NFL to call plays for the Detroit Lions, that even as they struggled this year, they're still, you know, averaging close to 30 points a game. It's not as many as it did a year ago. But we've talked ad nauseum about the reasons why we think that is. And it's linked entirely to the offensive line and the tight ends. That it hasn't been the same group of guys. They've had to work with backups to the backups. That's a big difference. You're working with backups, it's one thing. But when you're working with backups to the backups, that's a whole other kind of depth that just not many teams have. Eddie is next up here, 97.1. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Gator. How are you, sir?
All right.
Hey, so to answer your question, I'm so happy the season is over. I felt bad for these guys. And, you know, hope is not a real strategy. I think going into it, we would not be able to consistently sustain the level of play that we needed to be successful. And it really starts with the interior, both interior defensive line and the offensive line. This offense, number one, is predicated on Jared Goff being able to run play action. They weren't able to do any of that.
No.
So they were just not – I mean, they were not operating from a very, very top level. So they need to rebuild that, you know, interior, both sides of the ball. Second, I mean, my humble opinion, I think our linebackers, we need a pretty big upgrade there too. I love Jack Campbell, and Jack Campbell is like the old school, like, I'm going to get 130 tackles a year. But we need somebody who's a super athletic person to, you know, make plays, i.e. like a Brian Branch, but obviously he plays safety. And then another thing I wanted to bring up, I really believe whoever wins this NFC North year over year will then take a step back the next year. And the reason I say that is kind of, it's the opposite of the Patriots or like, you know, the teams that play in the weaker divisions, is that the division is so strong that once you start playing that first place schedule against other teams, you're not going to be able to sustain a level of playing at that high level without taking a step back. It's just way too hard because the NFL is built on kicking your butt and making and, you know, making you come back to ground. That's just the way the NFL's built. So I'm pretty optimistic still. Listen, I'm one of those homers, I guess. I love the team. I've always loved the team since I was 4 years old. So, and I'm in my 40s now. So I will always back this team. But if they do not get interior line help on both sides of the ball, it will be a
yeah, it'll be difficult. And thanks for the call, Eddie. I mean, I think I'm surprised that the defensive interior wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be this year. DJ Reader, I didn't think was as good this year. Ali McNeil did not return to form just yet. I'm not, you know, deciding he can't. I'm just saying this past year, I think it's safe to say that he was not the player he was before he got hurt. And he only played, you know, roughly half a season's worth too. But Tyleek Williams, the rookie, did not make this immediate impact that you were hoping to see. But I think a lot of times the defensive tackles, it takes a year or two before you start to see that. I mean, Ali McNeil right away, I don't think was this great defensive tackle. But after a couple of years, like, oh, you know, Ali McNeil, he's a guy that's going to get a contract. So hopefully the improvement can come there and the development can come there. As far as, you know, the Jack Campbell stuff is concerned, Jack Campbell's great. Now, are the Lions going to have to find themselves another linebacker to play next to him? Yeah. I don't think Alex Anzalone is necessarily going to be back here next year. So they'll have to take a look. And if they find that guy, if they see that guy is there, that super athletic linebacker that can make every play out there on the field, then they're going to have to consider that. I think Sonny Styles, the linebacker from Ohio State, is outstanding. I like a couple of Ohio State guys. Sonny Styles, the linebacker, and Caleb Downs, the safety. I love both of those players. But neither of those players is an offensive tackle or an offensive guard or an offensive center. Draft is what it is. You never know what's going to land in the Lions' lap. Brad Holmes is usually pretty unconventional. He just finds the best player that he wants, and he goes and get him regardless of position. So you just don't know. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.